The city has a dog owner's contract that starts off by saying, quote, Park City Municipal Corporation appreciates the companionship of a pet. In fact, it appreciates it so much, it allows employees to bring their pets to work. Housing specialist Rhoda Stauffer brings her dog Bailey, a kind and furry thing who would be there every day if he could.
Most of the time it's twice a week. It's Tuesdays because I have a very early morning. I don't have time to take him for a walk, so he comes in with me. And Fridays just because it's Friday.
She says he has regular stops he makes once in the building for treats before he makes his way to the third floor where Stauffer works.
He gets treats everywhere. That's another reason, because he'd be way overweight if I brought him in here every day. So many of the offices have treats. And as I'm walking, he insists on going to visit this one and this one.
Public Affairs Director Phyllis Robinson also brings her dogs to work, who happen to be a succession of service dogs in training. She outlines her dog's regular stops in the building.
Foxer will walk in the front door, and he immediately runs to Jen Burr, who gives him a cookie. Then he runs to Joanne behind the front desk, and then we'll go running over to building or to finance, depending on which way they feel like going. But they're put up and just wait on the counter. Then they run upstairs. Yeah, the whole time you're being dragged along behind them.
She says the deal is not just limited to dogs. Finance manager Lori Collette brings her cat to work on a leash.
It's not just a dog contract. Lori brings her cat to work on a leash. I suppose somebody could bring their iguana to work if they wanted to.
Robinson and Stauffer recalled that people have always brought their dogs to work at the Marsac building. However, it was a little less formal before the multi-million-dollar renovation. Now there's that contract that employees must sign.
I mean, it's always been sort of informal because it's part of Park City. There have always been folks that brought dogs to work. You know, obviously, we've brought our service dogs to work. But
I vaguely remember a conversation about it, and it was like, there was a staff committee that helped figure out what pictures go where and stuff like that, and I know that they talked about it and came up with the whole contract idea when we all moved back in here.
Well, we had taken it to management team because
it had
been
what it was,
part of our culture that we had dogs in the workplace, and then we, at that point, the building was in such a need of repair that folks weren't nearly as concerned, and then now we're moving back into this beautiful building and concerns about damage that could be created by dogs or other pets.
The contract is just one page, and there are some conditions that have to be adhered to. Conditions you'd expect, like picking up after your dog, bringing food in a sealed container. Pets must remain unobtrusive and leashed. And finally, all time spent caring for your dog is to be done off the clock. However, say Robinson and Stauffer, lots of people come up to the third floor for some dog love.
People come up for fur therapy.
I get visits to my cubicle when people just need to sit and pet a dog.
They say there haven't been any problems with dogs at City Hall. Oh, except when one of the city planners was dog-sitting a, quote, nipper.
May have had healer in him, something where he needed to round everyone up. People didn't necessarily like to be rounded up that way.
Well, sometimes city employees need rounding up.
They do. Sometimes, you know, we get used to being nipped at the heels by residents, but being
but dogs.
But by dogs, you know, we're going for the sweet puppy kisses.
That's Phyllis Robinson, Public Affairs Director, along with Rhoda Stauffer, Housing Specialist at Park City Municipal. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.